scumbags!
That's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage, late night, level two. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. I am Morenci. We're kicking it. The basketball tournament continues. Extremely entertaining stuff from Columbus, Ohio. We're going to be getting into the quarterfinal rounds. And the top eight teams had a bye. Only 24 teams in the tournament this year. They're playing for $1 million. Bryson DeChambeau wins a ton of money again this weekend. Anybody that's betting on DeChambeau right now is cashing in large, although his muscles aren't the only thing that are large right now, because of course everyone's talking about his diet and how he looks and how big he is and how he's crushing the ball. Well, he's also a big jerk right now as well. As for one reason or another, he actually got mad. He got mad over the weekend at a cameraman, not like a fan. There's no fans. Like a professional cameraman of CBS that's doing his job, that after DeChambeau had a bad shot, he like hit his club into the ground, you know what I mean? And he swore and stuff. And the camera filmed it. And DeChambeau said after that he should be given his privacy in a moment like that. Bro, like I think all the roids and like protein shakes are getting to your brain, bro. You want privacy, what, on national television? You want, all right, how about you don't play on the freaking PGA Tour? Go play at a local muni and no one will care. You'll get your privacy. These guys are unbelievable, these golfers. Remember, who's the guy, Justin Thomas, a couple of weeks ago? Oh, no mics. None of your damn business what I say on a golf course. This guy, DeChambeau, how dare you have the camera on me? You're going to destroy my brand. Man, he's a good golfer, but man, these guys are hard to like, bro. These guys are hard to like. All right, so we're going to bring Big Man on Campus back in. Time always flies whenever he's on. This show always flies by. Fastest 120 minutes in sports. Going to get into the MLS tournament a little bit. We've got other business to take care of as well. Madness talking a big game. I think Madness wants to get on. This should be interesting. You've been warned, Madness. Watch the language. And Spanish Heart of the Mafia. Watch the language. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night. I brought it up earlier. Packers CEO Mark Murphy on a pandemic. Time is no longer on our side. I think the National Football League genuinely is going to be in big trouble, guys. I really do. There's a quote from a coach that said one of the worst things that could have happened was the draft was such a success that Roger Goodell now believes that the NFL is invincible. And there's a big difference between holding a draft on Zoom and playing games. The players don't want to play in the preseason. They said they're not playing preseason games. It's going to be hard to play regular season games without playing preseason games. And if you don't play like preseason games, then like when is everyone going to get sick? I think all these sports sort of waited too long, actually, Big Man. Like, you know what I mean? Like if they would have went in, like the NFL shouldn't wait for camp. They should start camp now because it's almost like everyone's going to get sick. Everything's going to take like months to like get reset and everything. They haven't left themselves a lot of time. So I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Big Man on Campus. Kevin Harvick wins. Crazy stuff. NASCAR Brickyard today, in which one of Ryan Blaney's pit crew dudes got run over in pit lane. And if you see the video, man, another dude was freaking athletic. He jumped on the hood of the car, like as the other cars were coming in. Real chaos. Chaos in the pits. We actually hit a winner for once in NASCAR. Kevin Harvick plus 400. DeChambeau wins. We'll get into him freaking out about a cameraman wanting privacy. That's like Kyrie Irving. I remember Kyrie Irving said last year that he goes, I just want to be a basketball player, man. I don't want attention. I don't want, like, I'm not looking, like, for attention. I don't care about being famous. As he was filming a documentary about himself. It's like, dude, you're making a movie about yourself. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Big man on campus kicking it with us. All right, for better or worse, Yang, do we have, is Madness on hold still here right now? Madness is talking a big game. Like, Madness, you better have, like, some winners for us, like, since our pick sucks so much. Is Madness ready, Yang? All right, we'll line this up right now. The big man on campus kicking it with us. Do we lose big man as well? Are you there, big man?
I'm here.
All right. So I guess just Yang is missing in action right now. So I'm glad you're still there. Yeah, we're trying to talk some soccer here, and I see Madness mouthing off repeatedly here in the chat. So I figured, all right, Madness, we'll give you a chance to speak your piece.
Hey, he probably fell asleep. He's so drunk. He probably fell asleep, idiot.
It's actually happened before.
No surprise there, goof.
Yeah, it's actually happened before. All right, so listen, I brought it up before we go to the phone lines. I brought it up, big man. The MLS starts. Except this is really, really tough. We don't really know what to expect from this. These teams have been off for so long. And it's not like they were in a rhythm to begin with. Their season basically just started, big man, right? Like, they played, like, two games and stuff when the season shut down. So it's not like these guys are in peak form or anything like that. Then you throw in the fact that, all right, no fans, neutral field. And then you throw in the fact as well that it's going to be freaking hot there. Now, they're playing in better times of the day, but it's going to be hot as hell there as well. So it's kind of tough to start, like, firing off games left and right, isn't it, right now, a couple of days away. Yet I'm looking and I'm wondering, why the hell, like, is Orlando an underdog against this Miami team? Who the hell are Miami? Like, Miami are even lucky they're in this stupid tournament.
Yeah, I mean, Inter Miami is just kind of a bunch of, kind of veteran MLS players. I mean, I think they'll give you always a decent, outing. But, yeah, I mean, I think my issue with Orlando FC is always defensively. I mean, they've been a sieve the last couple of years, seemingly, in that end. I remember a year or two ago, I mean, they were giving up goals like candy. They can go forward, too. I think for me in the first couple games, I'm definitely going to be playing it lightly. I'm going to kind of approach it like I did everything else. But I'll tell you one game that I kind of have my eye on is Philadelphia against New York City FC. I think we'll see some goals in this game. I'm definitely going to be using the both teams to score in a lot of these games. Again, you're going to have to lay some numbers on that, but I think New York City FC Gabe's a better team. I like the Philadelphia Union. I think they're solid. They're well coached. Jim Curtin does a nice job, but I mean, NYFC is a really solid unit. David Villa, one of the better players in this league, one of the better players, over the course of a long time in really the world. I'm definitely going to look kind of that way. I think that's something I'm going to have my eye on.
I like that as well. Philly, people don't talk about this Philly team all that much, but they can score some goals. Like, as I stated, it's kind of a tough spot. Listen, Orlando and Miami, they're the first ones up. That's going to be on Wednesday night, guys. So Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, Orlando City and Inter Miami. Orlando are plus 190, guys. And the draw is plus 250. Miami are plus 115. I don't get this. Like, Miami have played two games in their franchise history. They lost them both. The over-under is 2.5, minus 138 to the over. But I think there's some value here, guys, on Orlando. Orlando can be a little bit of a sleeper here. They're not going to win, but I think Orlando can advance at least.
Yeah, as I said, I just, I worried about them defensively. I hope they had improved on that level, because I know you remember a couple of years ago, I mean, they were giving up a ton of goals. But, yeah, I think for me, as I said, with Inter Miami, they are a team that just has a bunch of, like, really solid veteran MLS players. But I think I'm definitely going to have my eye on both teams to score in some of these games early. But I definitely got some futures, Gabe. I think 5-1 LAFC is a really nice price. I thought I'd be getting like 3-1. So 5-1 to me is a pretty solid shout to bet them. I think they're the best team in this league by kind of a decent margin.
Yeah, you know, I get it, but I don't buy into them, bro. I don't think they're – I don't think they play good enough defense. I think they're all hype. I think the fact that they're in Los Angeles and all every year it's this L.A. stuff, they get knocked out. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. So I see LAFC are plus 500. Atlanta United plus 750. They're not quite as good as they were during their championship run. The Seattle Sounders are always dangerous, big man. Like, they're always going to play responsible defense. They're always just going to be right there. And I think they're dangerous. New York FC have a ton of talent. But, you know, and New York FC are dangerous, big man. Aren't they at 11-1? Philadelphia Union as well. But to me, TFC, bro, Toronto FC. TFC, yeah. 14-1. Smart team, veteran team. They've been in the championship 2 of the last 3 years before. I don't know how you feel about Jose Altidore, but, you know, and from an MLS perspective, he can take them pretty far here. What do you make of TFC? I think there's good value with TFC at 14-1.
Yeah, I remember a couple weeks ago we talked about that. Yeah, look, I like Altidore. He's always been a solid player. I don't know if they have the Giovinco type on this team that they've had in the past, but they added a guy, Pozzulo. I mean, he's a guy that I think is a somewhat decent replacement. I know it's been a couple years since Giovinco moved on, but yeah, I think Piatti's a pretty good player in the midfield for them. I think Toronto FC is worth a look. I think they'll find a way to win some games in this tournament. And look, do I think they're Atlanta United or you know, maybe NYCFC? No, but I think they're worth a look. They can sure score. We know that.
Yeah, I just don't trust. I don't trust LAFC. I think Atlanta is dangerous at plus 750. Seattle plus 850. Seattle, they're not sexy, Seattle. Seattle aren't sexy, but I think they're dangerous. They're a tough out. They're just fundamentally a strong team every year. And they've been in the final 2 of the last 3 years as well. You got New York FC, New York City. Listen, man, New York City can put the ball into that. They're probably like one of the most talented teams along with LA. But can they get it done in the playoffs? That's the question. All right, we'll go to the phone lines on the other side. More soccer talk with Big Man on campus. I want to get to the Cleveland Indians stuff as well. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night, 844-843-6879. If you call, hopefully somebody will answer. 844-843-6879. We've got Big Man on campus kicking it with us right now, talking a little bit about this MLS. I wanted to get into the Cleveland Indians. We'll get into that in the next segment. We can't keep Big Man all night long. We can't keep people on hold all night long either. So let's bring Madness in right now. Madness Parts Unknown, who's been crying and stirring the pot in the chat on this like a peaceful Sunday night, Madness. Can't we just talk soccer without throwing body shots and punches? Madness Parts Unknown steps up and in. What's going on, Madness?
What's ripping, Twinkies? Man, the little man on campus, he made a couple of mistakes. Let me correct you, little man. You said Atlanta in Serie A. It's Atalanta, and this team is fighting for the number 3rd spot for the European Champions League in next season's group stage. And you made another mistake. The second mistake that you made is Lecce is not the worst team.
I didn't say they were the worst team, you goof. Shut up. I didn't say that. I said they're one of the worst teams.
That's exactly what you said. I heard exactly what you said.
You don't listen because you're so drunk. You don't hear what I'm saying, moron.
Why don't you take some Marcus and some Javelo and wash your mouth before you talk, man?
Shut up,
man. Nobody. Get off the phone. Let men talk, will you?
Yeah, well, who are you, man? Who the hell are you? You think you know soccer? You know if a soccer ball is round or rectangular, man? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Get out of here and beat it.
You talk about MLS, and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's a different ball game right now. It's nothing to do with the last season, what they've done. A lot of players, there's a lot of movement.
Let real men talk. Beat it, all right, will you, goof?
We're giving
soccer monkey's nipple, you piece of crap?
Good one.
All right. Thank you, Madness.
Yeah. You love.
That deteriorated fast.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that. Once it got into the monkey's nipple, I was like, all right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good time.
See you later.
Good job by Yang, actually. Yang. Good job by Yang, the umpire there, pulling the plug when he did. I gave you credit on that, Yang. Well done. Yeah, well done. No, it's fine. We got before the censor, but Madness comes on so angry. But the thing is, listen, Madness, we respect your insanity. I get it. And settle down, Mick Aussie. Like, now, what's Mick? Like, Mick, you just love chaos, don't you, Mick, huh? What a shock, huh? Big man, there's Mick's, like, encouraging Madness on in the chat.
Yeah, Mick. Mick Aussie's still looking for an apology from 3 years ago. Get over it already, dude. Like, move on. I mean, this guy's always baiting people, and then when we call him out, he needs an apology all of a sudden. Beat it with the apologies. You're asking for an apology from 3 years ago. Get over it already. This guy's still whining about an apology. I mean, what was it, 2 years ago? He's still whining? Get over it already.
All right, a little Sunday night. Yeah, this is like Sunday night Battle Royal. Sunday night battle royal here. All right. So this is what happens, man. People talk about soccer. I saw the episode of The Simpsons the other night. It was the soccer episode, and then a big riot broke out. And one thing I will say, and I don't think anyone listening to the show needs to know that Big Man obviously knows the Serie A. That's why he's been killing it all year, betting
Gabe,
on this
Gabe,
stuff.
Gabe. It's pretty simple. I come on here to have a conversation with you, maybe chat with the people in the chat. I get people in the chat calling me names out of nowhere. I don't know Madness. I never talked to the man in my life. Mick's asking for an apology from 6 years ago. Some of these guys just want attention. The problem is they're nobodies, and outside of this chat, no one gives a hell of who they are. So they're always trying to attack me because they know I move the needle, and you move the needle. They're using you. That's all they do. People like Mick Aussie and Madness, they're a bunch of nobodies. Goofs.
All right, there's Big Man on Campus and Madness. And Madness, we would have given you a couple more minutes here. We didn't want to run you there, but Yang can't spend all night editing your calls all the time. That's the problem. Like one of your sort of words that we can't go with, then it takes him like 15, 20 minutes after, and then he charges people more money, and then they come at me and they're like, Morenci, you know, your callers are crazy, and like, you know, we're getting complaints because, you know, Yang's got to stay up all night editing this stuff. It's like a cycle. All right. Little fireworks never hurt anybody. Yeah, listen, people are a little frustrated. I get it. But
I'm not. I'm fine. I'm happy.
Yeah, no. I'm going to tell you something, guys. I've lived a lot of my life angry, frustrated, looking back in the past, etc. And you don't think stress is real and all that, or like your energy and all that stuff is real, but it really is, big man. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel happy, like, you are happier. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
I've noticed, like,
what,
being on the West Coast, like, I've been happier. I veer in sometimes. I'll get mad, like, you know, at things. But for the most part, it's like I'm chiller, and you live longer as well. Like, I live happier life. And a good example, I'm betting better, big man. You know what I mean? Instead of getting all mad, we lose a bet. Instead of like out of spite, it's just all right. Shake it off. Calm head. Move on. You know what I mean? Everything calm.
You got to have a clear mind, Gabe. And I'll tell you another thing. As I told you, I'm down almost 50 pounds. I feel a lot better. I feel way better when I wake up every day. And I have a clear head. I argue with people like that. It's fun. We move on. See you later. Bye-bye. And, you know, get back to business. I'm good. You're good. You gotta live life calm, man. You can't worry all the time. I respond when I'm talked down to. That's the only time I respond.
Yeah. It's all good. All right. So looking at some of the numbers here. And like I said, guys, it's going to be a unique situation, man. We don't know. They've only played two games. Not all these teams are loaded. Some of the players aren't there. All right. For the MLS, we don't know. The Heat is going to be a situation. They're allowed five substitutions. There's, you know, generally the MLS, there's goals. All right. Generally, there's goals in the MLS. Yet now with the Heat and the layoff, I don't know. All right. Oh God. Did you? What's that? What's that, Yang? Did you just say? Oh boy. Wow. All right. I guess we go for round two. Mick Aussie steps up and in on this Sunday night on what I thought would be a peaceful, you know. Sports talk Sunday night. Talk some soccer here. A little baseball. Cleveland Indian name change. we go from, what is this, tag team? Mick Aussie and Madness. Mick, are you there, Mick?
Gabriel Morenci from Montreal. Listen, mate, if you put your sports rage type gambling betting money on all the picks that I gave you at Friday on Game Time Decisions, you would have gone 10-1, mate. 10-1. The only one I got wrong was Suns on the plus 20.5. This is AFL, a man's game, not soccer. They were level at half time, down by two. That's the only one
you
I
did
got
well.
Wrong.
All right,
Gabe,
listen, man.
By five
good picks. Good picks. You don't have to take a shot at soccer. Good picks. All right, no, good picks. You did very well this week, Mick. Congratulations.
And your Eagles finally won. Your Eagles finally woke up and stopped crying because they're away from their wives and girlfriends. They're in a friggin' motel on the Gold Coast, one of the best places in the world to live, and they're playing golf and getting massages and their shakes and Romo drinks and everything. They finally won, Gabe, but my Crows are terrible. We are the worst team. It's terrible, mate. But I won you some money, so congratulate me. I went 7 out of 9 straight up and 10 out of 11 on bets. So I just thought I'd stay up and have some beers and buds tonight and celebrate after a great weekend of playing tennis and playing cricket and stuff like that, mate, you know?
All right, I thought you were calling in because you were upset because Big Man told you to stop asking for an apology. But I should have known you were calling in to post about your picks.
Big man on campus.
How many picks have you lost him over the years, you bum? Shut up.
Oh, mate, your name to me is Big Mouth on campus. And there's
but you called in, did you, when I'm on the line?
Because
you know why you called in.
Hey,
you bum.
You let me talk. Gabe, tell him to shut up.
You called in
because
I'm on the line, you bum. That's why you called in.
All right, Mick.
You know I moved the needle. That's
Gabe. Gabe, tell him to shut up. Gabe, tell him to shut up, please.
Like,
there's
on,
an Aussie
on,
footballer,
see.
An Aborigine guy. He's going back 10 years because he was called a chimp in the rooms of the Collingwood Magpies. He was called a chimp, and that's not on. That would never happen where I played or lived in South Australia. Big Mouth called me a moron on repeated occasions. He did apologise once, and I accepted that apologise. Until he started dissing my mate tonight. Madness is a long time
first
guy
all,
and
hey,
a legend.
Mick,
so you
hey,
shut
Mick,
the hell up.
Mick,
no, big
first
man,
of all,
get lost.
I didn't say one word to him. He called me a name and I responded. So why don't you get the facts straight? You were sleeping or whatever the hell it was you were doing and you didn't see that. So
well,
why don't you get your facts
What do you call
right
me
there.
More names? You called moron, goof. You call names to everyone, Big Mouth.
Because both of you are morons and goofs. Now get over it and move on.
Hey, listen,
shut
mate.
Up.
This non-mate, this is your new nickname. It's not Big Man on campus. It's Big Mouth on campus. You upset everyone, and I could go back on you because what you call me a moron. That's fighting words to an Aussie, mate. And if I was in the bar and you told me that, I would lift up the table and I'd fucking smack you right in the mouth, mate.
Oh, see, you said something bad. Now you got to go. Bye-bye.
Oh, now I'm the worst person ever because I accidentally...
Oh, the music's playing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Oh, some fireworks. All right, we'll wrap up with Big Man on the other side. Sports Rage, Fix Your Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night, I'm Renzi. The show just flying by. Big Man on campus. I think the time is fluid with Big Man here this evening. I would apologize to most guests, but Big Man likes it, and I know he can handle it as well. A little Sunday night brouhaha. It's like it's reminiscent of the old school Sunday night sports rage, and also reminiscent of our old SBR. Sunday night in games, Big Man. So, hey, whatever entertains people, right? I guess people get their kicks. People get their kicks, venting their rage. All right. So we're talking about this MLS tournament. The Dallas Vancouver game was supposed to be Thursday, guys. That game is postponed right now due to Dallas. FC Dallas have like six guys with coronavirus. I see the Colorado team. They've got a couple of dudes with it right now. But Big Man, we're seeing at least that basketball tournament we're talking about. It's a nice model for the NBA. And you see, this stuff can be pulled off. You have to live in a bubble. You have to be in a hub. But you can pull this stuff off. And we're seeing this basketball tournament is succeeding. And they don't have anywhere near the money the NBA does either. And they're still doing like the process in which you get basically tested every day. They're testing these players every second day, actually, or five times out of the seven, every second day. And, you know, once they're in the bubble, they should be all right. It's not, you know, fail safe. We saw the Eberlein Drive guys, one of them got it. But I'm feeling good about the NBA's chances. Major League Baseball is going to be a circus, bro. These guys flying around everywhere and stuff like that. And we're seeing players are pretty concerned, man. I wonder about Mike Trout. Like I said, I think Mike Trout might tap out. Saw him running the bases with a mask, Big Man. That was obviously a statement that he made. Running the bases with a mask on. But baseball I'm concerned about. But I'm fired up to have some soccer back on Wednesday, Big Man.
You got me, Gabe?
Yes, sir. There you are, Big Man.
I think your comments about the NBA were dead on the money. I think the TBT has shown us that this thing can work as long as everybody follows it. They're testing people. The people that test positive, we move them out quickly and we keep moving. You look at the MLS doing the same thing. I mean, you have teams with, you know, 7, 8, 9 cases on one team. But, yeah, the MLB is, I think, going to be the big one. You know, if the MLB can find a way to do this successfully, you know, have limited players that get it and kind of move and do what they do, I think that's going to bode well for other sports that are outside. You look at the positivity rate, though, in baseball, Gabe. I think out of the player, out of everyone tested, was like 1.2%, which is obviously very low. So, yeah, I'm feeling okay. I mean, it seems like all these sports worldwide have found ways to do it. Even in this country, they're doing it. MLB is going to be the big one, though.
All right, Big Man. Man, this show just flew by here this evening. Normally, you join us on Sundays and Fridays, but don't be a stranger. We'll see what happens. I'm sure it's going to be a crazy week. You know, listen, sports are on the clock right now. Well, I'm sure there's going to be more players to tap out. This MLS tournament will get going on Wednesday. And that New York game on Thursday, man, New York and Philadelphia, that's going to be a badass game. There should be some goals scored in that game. You can follow Big Man on Campus on Twitter at @JeffNadeau/BigManOnCampus. Big Man, and oh yeah, we'll get into the basketball tournament. And have they posted the numbers yet? No, huh? Let's do a quick check here. Quick check.
No, they haven't. Right.
Yeah, I got a number. I got one number here. Team CP3 getting 7 against the Golden Eagles. Total 151.5. I'm going over, bro. I'm going over. This Golden Eagles team's going to be able to score.
I mean, Team CP3 didn't look exactly real good yesterday, but I don't know. I mean, they had to fight back. Nate Mason, I thought, was really like the catalyst to that team. But
now they got a game under the belt.
I don't know. I think
too.
This could be where they kind of. Yeah, but remember last night, it turned into their bigs were struggling and they were shooting too many jump shots. But then again, you have to figure they'll play better tomorrow. I'll see if that ticks up to 8 or 9. Maybe I'll have some interest in it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what else pops up. Like I said, because the Brotherly Love game is canceled. I think we've only got the one game, and we have to wait till Tuesday. But I can't wait to see the Money Team play, and I want to see this Overseas Elite team and Carmen's crew and everybody. Listen, guys, everything sort of just carries into one thing into another. So, look, we've got this basketball tournament. It's 10 days, so it goes into next weekend and then, you know, into the next week after that. The MLS tournament starts now. The MLS tournament takes us into August 11th, guys. Baseball supposedly starts in less than 3 weeks. So we'll see about that. They actually released a Major League Baseball schedule even. I saw Donnie Wrightside getting excited about some Phillies baseball. But stay safe, big man. Always a pleasure. Happy 4th of July weekend. And we'll catch up with you later in the week. Let's crush this basketball tournament. I'll see you online.
Well, Gabe, I look forward to it because on Friday it's my birthday, the 31st birthday. So I'll be on with you. So I look forward to it.
Hey, that's special. That's some good stuff. I look forward to that. Yeah, my birthday's not all that far off either, actually. And it's a nice round number. I'm not looking forward to it, but it's a big one as well. So I look forward to it. Birthday week this week. I look forward to it, big man. Thanks a lot for joining us, buddy.
Cheers, buddy. Talk to you later.
There's a big man on campus kicking it with us. That was an explosive. That was a quick show tonight. We're not done yet, but quick run right there. All right. So I asked people on Twitter, who do you like in the fight, Usman or Masvidal? We have 247 votes in right now. Who do you like to win the fight? 47% say Usman. Masvidal gets 53%. And, you know, as I stated earlier, you can't simplify and say, well, it's just wrestler versus stand-up, because Masvidal's got a decent ground game once he's on the ground. You know what I mean? He's not, like, totally lost. But at the same point in time, Masvidal's a street fighter, right? Like, he wants to box. He wants to, like, knee you. You know what I mean? He wants to elbow you. He's looking to fight. Like, Usman is going to be, you know, the key is the takedowns. And obviously the odds makers feel as if the Usman will be able to score the takedowns. That's why he's a -280 favorite. I think the fact that, you know, the fight has been accepted on such short notice as well. But I was reading Errol Hawani, and Errol Hawani on Twitter said that his sources told him that Masvidal's been trading. Masvidal's been trading this whole time. That he sort of was in the wings. He kind of knew there was going to fight and whatever. Like, he kept training. He knew that something like this was going to happen. He was prepared for something like this. So he's ready to go. It's not like he's not in shape for a fighting shape. And it's funny because a lot of people look at it like, oh, you know, it's so hard on him. He's the one. He's only got a week's notice. Yet, Usman's been training for another fighter. To me, it's harder on Usman. Like I said, Masvidal's got nothing to lose, man. He's not the champion. If he loses, he's got an excuse that, hey, I took the fight on 7 days' notice in Abu Dhabi. You know, I took the fight on 7 days' notice and flew to the Middle East. No one's going to hate me for losing. I'm going to make $500,000 or $1 million or whatever the hell he's going to get paid for the fight.
And if he wins, then he's the champ. Like, Usman is in a worse spot. I understand why Usman would be the favorite in the fight. I get it. I don't have a problem with it. But I'm surprised that it's minus 280. Seems a little high to me. All right, so I said I wanted to get, so we know about the Washington stuff, and I told you, we talked a lot about the name of the Red Tails and Washington. And it seems as though, like, I think that's going to be the name. That seems to be the one that, like, everyone's leaning with the most. In fact, Dwayne Haskins even tweeted out, he said, this should be our name. And, like, Redskin players are now liking it because, you know, it's African-American pilots and, right? So it's getting a little bit of a push. So the Cleveland Indians on Friday basically stated that we're changing our name. And Terry Francona came out tonight and said that we should change our name, like, as soon as possible. Like, now, change the name. Now, you know, I get it. I got people out there, what's next, the Braves and what's all this? No, the Braves aren't next. And in fact, the Braves released a statement saying they're not changing their name. The Braves, but the Braves aren't offensive. The Braves, saying the word Braves, not, you know, you're brave. That's not offensive, saying you're brave. Indians, it's not cool. No one uses the word anymore, right? Like, you know, they got rid of the chief, the degrading logo. So they're going to be getting rid of the name. And they've actually got some pretty good names, though. So basically, in the 1800s, guys, like in 1890 or something like that, they played baseball in Cleveland. They were called the Cleveland Spiders, which is a pretty cool name. It just sounds, I don't know, it sounds cool. They even have, like, there's old gear and stuff like that. The Cleveland Spiders, cool name. The Cleveland Naps is something that a lot of old school fans want because of Nap LaJoy. The Cleveland Fellers. The Cleveland Rockers because of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kind of cheesy. Cleveland Rockers for a baseball team. Although, hey, rock that ball. Thing is that Cleveland's WNBA franchise was called the Rockers. This is actually a pretty cool name, actually, this one. The Cleveland Crows. And in fact, American Crows, there's an abundance of them in the state of Ohio as well. I like that. The Cleveland Crows, you get to keep the C and everything, you know what I mean? Cleveland Crows, pretty cool. Cleveland Blue Sox sucks. Cleveland Cuyahogas, Cleveland Great Lakers, Cleveland Unions, lame. Cleveland Blues, lame. Cleveland Castles, ultra lame. Cleveland Hazards, lame. Cleveland Burning River. Cleveland Buckeyes. Cleveland Dobies, Larry Doby. Now, let's be real. Listen, I thought you could change the name to the Tribe. Cleveland Tribe. Tribe's not offensive. Call yourself the Tribe. You know what I mean? But I think they're going to go with the Cleveland Spiders. Cleveland, and like I said, it'd be a very big marketing opportunity for them, too. The Cleveland Spiders, a cool name. Like, the old uniform is cool and stuff. They can modernize it. Cleveland Spiders, pretty cool. And I think the Cleveland Crows got a pretty nice ring to it. The Cleveland Crows. Thing is, they already nicknamed the Tribe. And you can keep the uniform and everything, and you just basically keep the C, and you're called the Tribe. I mean, you could have, like, a batting practice jersey, Tribe, you know? Bring it.
Should this be fine?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All this talk about team names, I don't really care what they're called, as long as they cover the spread. Enjoying this basketball tournament that's going on. And I always love these tournaments. Listen, I played in basketball tournaments before, so I like the team names and different angles. Very interesting this tournament and how they're named. So basically, Team CP3, if you're wondering, well, Chris Paul funds the team. Chris Paul is the owner of the team. So Chris Paul, funds this operation for Team CP3. Chris Paul also has his own AAU team, and a lot of these guys played on Chris Paul's AAU team. So, the guys on Team CP3, they're mostly from North Carolina, the state. Like, Chris Paul's from there. Chris Paul played at Wake Forest, so you got a lot of Wake Forest guys. You got North Carolina Tar Heel guys on the team. So they're called Team CP3. The money team, that's Floyd Mayweather's team, the money team. Overseas Elite. Overseas Elite are a bunch of dudes that play, overseas. Some of them were in the NBA before. Some of them were big college stars. They're kind of like star Euro players and stuff like that. So they're the Overseas Elite. They're taking on the Golden Eagles tomorrow. Team CP3 plays the Golden Eagles. The Golden Eagles, that's a team all of Marquette guys, former Marquette guys. Like, the Marshall team today was wicked, man. It was funny. Like, you had one kid from Marshall that, played there last year. He's, young. He's, 22 or whatever. And then you literally got, a fat dude, from Marshall that's, 40s, all balding. Guy's draining threes, man. Elmore, man. The guy's, the coach's brother there. He's, draining three after three. This old dude, young guys are laughing. They're like, give him the ball. Give the old man the ball, man. The fat dude just drills another one. Bang, another three. Right now, I'm going to give you guys Team CP3 and the Golden Eagles over 151.5. All right, great job by taking massive control. I think he's losing his hearing control. You understand? Aren't we all? Great job, Hank. Thanks for being on campus. Catch you on Game Bunch Southern. You're on your own. Later.